What's up, Nerd of God Squad? I'm Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Diva. So for those of you who don't know me that well, I'm a gamer. A pretty big one, actually. Especially lately. Been a lot of multiplayer games. Overwatch, Clash Royale, NBA 2K19. One thing I really love in those games is the cosmetic character upgrades. The purely aesthetic ones that have no actual in-game upgrade in terms of performance in any means. I want my 2K player to have tattoos. Or, you know, when I play Ashe or Sombra in Overwatch, I want them to have cool character skins. It's been a thing for me for a long time. The skins literally do nothing in-game except maybe make people think, oh, he looks cool. That's it. But it draws really nicely to something I struggle with in our real world. How I see other people. I often look at others as just as I would, just as Ryan, the imperfect dude. Not as how God looks at others. He sees his children that he loves. I see people that concern me or confuse me. God sees potential and hope and a future. I only see the present. So I ask God occasionally, let me see them how you do. Let me see people the way you do, with love, with care. And it isn't easy, because once you start looking at others how God does, you can't ignore who they are anymore, or what they need, from God or from you. You can't just treat them as you normally would. You have to treat them how they should be treated. You have to act in and with and through love and through God. As we should want to be seen by those around us, we should also see them. In Matthew 7:12, Jesus gives us the golden rule. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. This is the law and the prophets. And in John 15:12, he follows it with, this is my commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus lays it out for us. We need to treat people how we wish and how God does treat us with love as he loves us, not based on their quote-unquote aesthetic choices or character customizations, but just how God does. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan for the Nerd of Godcast Daily, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Also, usta! That's lips in Polish. My VeggieTales knowledge is deep, friends.